Native people at the DNC say there are a number of tribal issues that need to be addressed by the next administration. Dwayne Duffy is the vice president of the Mescalero Apache tribe in New Mexico.
We want to see an investment in Head Start facilities, Head Start education, getting the federal government to honor and respect the treaties that were signed and that trust responsibility owed to the tribal governments and tribal citizens.
Kansas delegate Carol Cadu Blackwood says she'd like the next administration to further Interior Secretary Deb Haaland's boarding school report, which investigated the troubled legacy of federal Indian boarding schools.
I would like to see someone to support, enforce, endorse the Indian boarding school report. And Deb Haaland's, one of her recommendations is that schools should teach Native American curriculum. That's history, culture, language.
Ellen Williams, a member of the Native community in Chicago, says she'd like to see the next president and vice president make sure to protect the Indian Child Welfare Act, as the law, intended to keep Native children with Native families, continues to be challenged.
When people attack our families and our children, steal our children, remove our children, it's a way for genocide. If we can't keep our children, all of our love and all of our future is with our babies.
In her role as vice president, during remarks at the 2023 White House Tribal Nation Summit in Washington, D.C., Kamala Harris told tribal leaders she'll continue to defend the Indian Child Welfare Act. At the summit, Harris also recognized tribal sovereignty and told leaders she's committed to speaking truth about the horrors of federal Indian boarding schools and work on healing intergenerational trauma. This week, vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz made an appearance at a Native caucus meeting. In his remarks, he acknowledged tribal sovereignty, saying in Minnesota, it's about actions on every decision that needs to be done. The DNC wraps up on Thursday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.